everyone, and welcome to day 8 on our 2 months reading of the Gospel of Mark. Today, day 8 is Mark 2, 13 to 22. Are you ready? The calling of Levi, who's also named Matthew, the calling of this guy. Here we go. Mark 2, 13. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, who's also Matthew, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. And while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners, in inverted commas, and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot, for as long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skin and ruin both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins." Okay, this is about the calling of Levi, also Matthew, the same guy, with two names. Matthew Levi, I guess his name would be. And then about fasting. So my thoughts, a couple of thoughts, is the simplicity of the calling of God. Follow me and he followed him. Follow me and he followed him. And I think my journaling today will be, I just want to simply obey your call. You know, God's call is simple. It's easy. It's not religious. It's going to speak to your heart in your way. God wants to use you. What's your answer? Let me pray. Lord, I want to thank you that you call me and I say yes. You call us and we say yes. It's so simple. It's so easy. We are called to do something for you. And I pray that we would live out of calling and destiny and a sense of being sons and daughters of the living God. Thank you, Lord. You're with us in this day and in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. My journaling is simply, God has called me. God has called me. And thinking about that today, this week, just God has called. I'm living out of calling and destiny. Have an amazing day. God bless you.